Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Love this song. Gary Allen. Your next Uber Eats order could be delivered via drone. Uber announcing today it is partnering with Flytrex, an autonomous drone delivery system to fly food deliveries to its customers. The company said it would roll out the service in the U.S. Uber Eats pilot markets by the end of the year.
Hope it's not fragile, the food you're ordering. What are they going to do? They just drop it?
No, they gently lay it down on your front porch, Dan. Mm.
Yeah, we've seen these things try to gently lay them down
right?
before.
Flytrex drones have flown more than 200,000 meals to suburban households in the past 3 years, according to Uber.
Hey, the nice thing, though, is that I wouldn't have to pre-shake my Chipotle bowl because it'll be pre-shooken.
Correct.
Pre-what?
Remember that time I ordered Chipotle from Uber Eats?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we remember.
Yeah.
But I thought the baseline... I thought when I was unclicking stuff, I was clicking stuff. I don't even remember what happened. Dan, I ordered a $17 bowl of lettuce.
And rice.
And rice.
Mm.
It was delicious.
It got here and I opened. I was so starving that day. I was so hungry. And I shook it. Shake, 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 shake. I opened it up. There's nothing in it.
Well, there was something in it. Lettuce and rice.
Does anybody eat their Chipotle bowl without shaking it?
No, I have to shake it.
I do not. I mix it when I open it.
I don't shake it. I mix it as well.
Pico de gallo. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
What is wrong with you?
That actually sounds really good for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that sounds really good. Well,
you know, the bigger question I have just as an observer of things, why are we ordering food and having it delivered via drone?
Because we're lazy in America.
Lazy.
Dan, I've long made the argument that if you can't get up and drive 5 minutes, because there's a Chipotle close, I guarantee it. We're just using that as the example. If you can't get up and drive 5 minutes, do you really want it that bad?
Sam, I could be from my front door in a car, of course.
Yeah.
To a Chipotle in less than 2 minutes.
Pretty much no matter where you are around town.
Restaurant. Casual, fast casual.
I could be at a Chipotle, a McDonald's, a Wendy's.
You also can't be that hungry because when you order it on that app, you're not getting it for like an hour and a half.
Right.
And you're going to be spending more money, aren't you?
It is several dollars more, yes.
Well, like
That's
she
why
said,
it was 18 bucks.
She ordered a bowl of lettuce and rice and it cost $17.
It might have just been lettuce and beans because I think rice comes with, I don't remember what it was I did. Clearly.
It was lettuce and rice.
I was multitasking and was, you know.
No, well, but you weren't actually. You thought you were.
No, but the best part, because I was in this room when she opened it.
I was so hungry.
Was her immediate reaction, the words that came out of her mouth. I can still hear them in my mind. I'm just sitting here. I'm on the computer. We're in a break. And she comes running in. She got her Uber Eats or whatever the hell it is. And she goes, She walks in this door right here and goes, I am so damn hungry. And she goes over there to her chair, sits down. We've got like 3 minutes left in the break. She opens it up. And all I hear, I'm over here on the computer just looking for another story to talk about. And all I hear is, ah, damn.
She got the low-cal rice wrap.
It was so low-cal, Dan.
So how are these drones, I mean, when they come to your house with a bag of food, do they announce, like through a speaker, come get your food?
No, they place it on this.
They probably tell you over your app. You have to catch it.
With Instacart, Dan, you put directions in. So with my, I Instacart from time to time. We don't now as much as we used to. And I will say, please leave here and ring doorbell. Or you can put very specific instructions.
Okay.
So my guess is there has to be a target zone, like a helipad, if you will, for these things. You know, don't drop it on my toddler who will be playing in the front yard.
Watch out for the planter.
What do you do if you live on the 20th floor of an apartment building downtown?
There's no way.
You just open the window. Reach out.
Drop it. It's funny
you mention that, though, because I did order DoorDash a couple of times when the guys were over and I lived in the apartment and, you know, we were all drinking, didn't want to drive and go get food. And we would say, like, you know, let us know when you're here. We'll come down and get it. They never once let us know they were there. They would just drop it in front of the apartment building on the sidewalk and leave.
Yeah.
Their job was done.
It happens.
You said deliver. Here it is.
Did you say let us know when you're here?
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
I did.
Let us.
What about lettuce and rice when
lettuce
you're here?
Lettuce and rice know when you're here.
The drone comes by and just kind of tosses it at your window.
Yep.
But I'll never forget it. Oh, damn. She knew immediately. I do not multitask as well as I think I do.
The worst part was it was $18.
It was.
I know.
I mean, if it were the regular $9, it wouldn't matter.
And then, you know, they ask, are you satisfied with your order?
Well, it's not their fault.
It wasn't their fault. So I was like, I mean, 5 stars?
Here's one thing I forgot.
Oh, I would go old man.
I just remember this. So she's complaining about, you know, I thought I ordered it right. I screwed up. Dang it. This is my fault. And then she looks at me, I swear to God, and she goes, do you want some? No.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
A rice wrap?
I'm good. Do you want some?
I'm good. Hey, a couple of quick updates to stories that we've been talking about all week long, and then a big update out of Wyandotte County. We will start with this one. Okay. Kansas City has challenged the ruling that would reinstate the Kansas City firefighter involved in that deadly crash in Westport. If you missed it, go back, find it on podcast. We talked about this an entire hour when the ruling came down. An arbitrator decided in the favor of the firefighter that he would get a temporary promotion, back pay, and still be allowed to drive after that horrifying case. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter, correct, Scott?
3 counts, yes.
Where 3 people died when he was at the helm of that pumper truck. The city is going to challenge that ruling. We will monitor that and let you know. And then what the heck is going on in Wyandotte County?
Really quickly, before we move on to Wyandotte County, we did have some questions on the text line yesterday. Please. Is the arbitrator? Who is the arbitrator? It's for the firefighters union. So that's why the city has the ability to challenge this.
Yeah.
Is it's the union saying this is what we are requesting. The city can say no.
Good.
Now to Wyandotte County.
Okay. So we had heard some rumblings about this in the last few days. Horrible story. A Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy has now been charged in the death of an inmate by the name of Charles Adair. This is from our friend Matt Fleener over at Channel 9. A Wyandotte County deputy sheriff has been charged in the death of a 50-year-old man who died after he was taken into custody. Court records show the deputy has been charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for the July 5th death of Charles Adair. He's employed by the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office, works in the detention center, has been placed on administrative leave. He is not, this is interesting, he is not a certified law enforcement officer. So read that. This isn't some sort of deputy that works in the detention center, but is not a certified law enforcement officer. That surprises me.
What does that even mean?
I thought if you were a sheriff's deputy working at the jail, you were a law enforcement officer.
The internet says that correctional deputies are sworn law enforcement officers.
Maybe he had a different role. He wasn't a guard. Maybe he wasn't
a guard.
This
is according to Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree. Dupree said he is not a certified law enforcement officer. An autopsy obtained by Channel 9 found that Adair died from complications of mechanical asphyxia after an officer knelt on his back. The coroner ruled the death a homicide. Adair was booked on July 4th after he was arrested on misdemeanor failure to appear for traffic violations. I'm going to say that again. July 4th, he goes in.
July 5th, he's dead.
For failure to appear on traffic violations. I don't know. I have read that, and we'll need to look up the number of minutes he was knelt upon. But again, the coroner has ruled this homicide.
Quick break. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Interesting story here from the New York Post. Kids move an average of nearly 400 miles away after leaving home.
Yo, I've seen this story.
According to a new study. 400 miles away. For many parents, that distance is more than just physical.
Yep.
A new survey explored how parents navigate life once their children move out, whether it's for college or for their career. 55% expect a daily text from their child. 41% expect a daily phone call.
Okay, wait. I'm going to write this down. 55% daily text.
Yep. 41% daily phone call, revealing a generational shift toward quicker, low-effort check-ins. However, the survey also found that only 19% of parents say they hear from their child multiple times a day. And 17% receive a message at least once a day.
Okay.
Most of the communication, by the way, is photos and memes.
Yes, correct. And probably initiated by the parent to the adult child. And I have some experience in this arena.
Well, you do have four children.
I have multiple adult children. I will tell you that I have a separate girls thread with my daughters. I have a boys thread with my boys. I have an all four of us thread. And now I have an all five of us thread since Jack's engaged.
I would lose my mind.
Then we have a thread with their dad.
No.
And Johnny.
No.
Now, these are not all going at the same time. But I will assure you, if there was a day that I did not hear from the youngest, it wouldn't bother me because he's in Manhattan. 2 to 3 days, I'm like, hey, buddy, hope you're having a great day. He will never pick up a phone call, ever. I have never once called him and he picked up. I immediately get a text. Hi, mama. I love you. What's up?
Okay.
That's the fourth one. The girls, I talk to them all the time. Like, I miss them.
Every day?
No, not every day.
Wait. You miss the girls if you don't talk to them often, but you don't miss number four?
Does texting count?
I guess.
No, I miss him terribly. I left him a voice message yesterday, and I go, okay, been a few days since I've heard your voice. It's getting awkward. Call me. And by a few days, I mean like five. I don't think I've talked to him in 5 days.
How often do you talk to the oldest?
Oh, gosh, he's so busy at work now. We text at least once a day. And sometimes it's memes. I'm not going to lie. I just sent them a photo of you, and they cracked up.
Okay.
But I separate them out. Anyone who has boys and girls, I'll send the girls things that they think is funny, like about the grease on Broadway. But then I'll send the boys things about golf.
I do think that you have a tighter grip on your children than most, however.
Oh, I don't think they would say it's a grip at all. They're so independent, Sam. But we
maybe
are all,
grip is the wrong term.
We are all very
chokehold,
very close. No, they have their. Do you know Scott? They have their own sibling group thread that goes back years that we are not privy to. Everyone just is very. We're all very cohesive.
Stalk them on Life 360.
Other than the group thread that you and I and Sam have, which is activated like once or twice a morning. I absolutely despise the group thread on my phone, especially when it's my mom, my brother's family, and then my family. I will turn that thing off because I'll look at my phone and here comes a group thread from that includes my mom, my entire brother's family, my two girls, T and me. And I'm like,
here we go.
And as soon as I see it, I silence my phone. I'll look at it about an hour later. I've got 18 unread text messages.
Only 18
in the group thread.
I got a text from one of my daughters at 4:53 p.m. this afternoon, just now. She texted me. I did not text.
Okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah, she's just telling me. She just finished the book I gave her, and I loved it. It was so good with four O's on the so.
Very important.
Yeah, but I love it when they check in. Okay. I
used to call my mom every single day when I was driving home from work. I don't do that anymore.
I used to call my mom all the time when I was in a drive-thru getting a Diet Coke on my way into work. But now that they have moved out of state, I don't know what it is. That woman does not answer a phone call ever.
Yeah, she said, freedom!
But if Sam calls, she answers. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm, because she wants to play on the radio.
Now, my dad always answers my call. I called him during a break.
I know.
He goes, what are you doing?
Well, no, he didn't. He said, I'm on the golf course. I got to go.
I'm on the golf course. Can I call you back?
Yep. Good for him.
But I don't know the 55% daily text, yes. 41% daily call.
That's what they expect. That's not what they get.
We do not ever talk on the phone daily.
Why? I mean, I love, like, my preferred communication with my kids is a phone call. I want to hear their voice.
I know.
Like, Maya called me this morning. By the way, she's coming by tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
And she's picking up, she's doing a Facebook marketplace swap in the parking lot.
That's
here
great.
At the radio station.
Yes.
And I'm going to be
very
there.
Secure.
Yeah. But anyway, she said, and then I'm going to be in town. Do you mind if I just come upstairs and do my homework? And I said, yeah, that's fine, babe. By the way, she listens to the show all the time. She loves it. Anyway. She called me this morning to tell me all this, and I ended the call and I said, it's just so nice hearing your voice. And she said, Dad, it's nice to hear yours.
Yeah.
I said, I'm on the radio 2 to 6 every day. You can hear it anytime you want.
I've always told the children that. Do you know who picks up more than, guess which child? I'm not even going to tell you. that when I call.
Well, I know it's not number four.
Immediately. Yeah. The fourth
it's number
one.
Two.
The fourth one. She would top.
It's Soph.
She'd be close to the top. She's not.
Is it B?
Yep. Number three.
Really?
Always picks up. If I need CPR, I ain't calling you. You don't ever pick up.
Me?
Calling number three.
What are you talking? Me?
You've gotten better.
Well, Dana, keep in mind, you're also the only person in my phone that's on silent.
That is rude.
So if I see that you're calling, I always keep my phone propped up when I'm when
Why
I'm.
Why would
someplace.
You not want to hear that I'm calling? It could be important.
Well, you're right, but because
it rarely is,
and in the past, you were the one who would text me at 11:30 at night, midnight, when you were staying up late. And it would wake me up, and then I have trouble falling back to sleep.
What time we were in bed last night? 8:30.
Man,
Who are you anymore?
I know, exactly right.
There's no way I could stay up till 11
after
anymore.
The show, you want to hang out and listen to Brooks and Dunn?
Maybe watch some Wheel of Fortune? I don't know if we'll have time.
Have some tapioca pudding?
Jeez Louise. Here's an interesting question we played with in our family a couple months ago. If you were arrested and you had one phone call, who in the family would you call?
Who in the family would I call?
Yeah. And I said I would not call Sarah.
Maya's too far away.
I know, but you only get one. That's not the point.
Okay.
The point is, if you had one phone call to make, who would you call?
Who do you trust to answer? Is that the question?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You would call me. I always answer my phone.
Excuse me?
I always answer my phone.
Salad dressing? What'd you say? You do not answer your phone.
Yes, I do. Except last night when you called, or two nights ago.
I called twice to give you a hotel recommendation in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Which is the sign of an emergency,
By the way, this was right after she called me and I
answered. And you did answer.
And she said, we're going to Lincoln. Hotel recommendations. I said, let me do some research. So we get done watching Wheel of Fortune. I start doing research on great hotels in downtown Lincoln. I called her back to tell her where to go. She didn't answer. So I called her back 10 minutes later. I spent 20 minutes researching hotels in downtown Lincoln, Nebraska, and I don't even get the courtesy of an answer.
You're right. I should have answered.
So you did hear the phone ring.
We had already booked.
913.
Wow.
And I don't want to talk to Scott. 913-586-7798. Story here from CBS News. Starbucks workers in three states have taken legal action against the coffee giant, saying it violated the law when it changed its dress code but refused to reimburse employees who had to buy new clothes.
Oh, we're going to talk about this.
The employees, who are backed by the union organizing Starbucks workers, filed a class action lawsuit in state court in Illinois and in Colorado. Workers also filed complaints with California's Labor and Workforce Agency.
Weren't they just told they had to wear black?
They've already struck because they were so upset that they were being told they now had to wear black t-shirts.
Okay, let's not make this about Starbucks, because when I saw the headline, I said to Scott during a break, who among us did not have to not only wear the uniform that we were told to wear during our first job as a teenager, early 20s, we also had to purchase our uniform. Do you remember that, Scott? Little Caesar's Pizza shirt was not handed to me.
I had to buy my apron, my hat.
Khaki pants. We had to wear khaki pants with those stupid shirts.
And black shirts at the place that I worked that sold coffee and pastries and sandwiches.
What was your uniform you had to buy?
For what job? Which job?
Name any of them.
I don't remember having to buy a uniform. When I did work at Little Caesars, I was given a t-shirt, one.
You didn't have to buy your shirt?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I absolutely remember having to buy it.
When I was a mover, there were things we couldn't wear. We couldn't wear shorts, so we all wore army fatigue pants.
For your safety of your legs.
Right.
Yep.
So a couple guys wore jeans, but on a late August Kansas afternoon, that gets hot. So most of us wore army fatigue pants because they breathe and they're baggy. when I was a blue shirt, which is to say janitor at the Alumni Center at KU, they gave us our blue shirts. Well, we didn't get them. They were hanging up. They'd already been freshly laundered and pressed.
Well, of course.
By the time we got to work, and we would go to the blue shirt room and put on a blue shirt. That's why we were called the blue shirts.
And then also at the gas station job, they did give me one uniform shirt and a uniform pullover.
But what about those khaki shorts you guys are required to wear? You have to buy those yourself,
that
right?
That is true. And they give you one shirt and one pullover. Well, if you work 6 days a week and you're working 8 hours at a gas station, one shirt's not going to cut it.
Well, you'd have to do laundry every night.
Yeah. Do you remember also the Little Caesars shirts ended up smelling like crazy bread? The oil and the... It seeped into that clothing. It's one of the reasons I don't drink margaritas, because when I worked at Dos Hombres in Lawrence, and I absolutely despise that job, the chip, tortilla chip grease.
I wonder if you ever served me, because we used to love
going
there.
Was just seared, that smell, and also the little blue aprons that you would wear that had three pockets in front to hold your pens, your, what do you call that book? The order book or the receipt booklet.
Okay.
You know, all those things went in that pocket. Those things smelled like it was a long time before I started eating tortilla chips again.
I don't think I was in Lawrence not too long ago, and I was in the area of where Dos Hombres used to be.
It's been several things since.
I don't think it's Dos Hombres anymore. Yeah. I don't understand your disdain for that job.
Oh, God, I hated that job.
But we loved going there.
These Starbucks employees are going to lose.
Probably.
Your employer can tell you what you can wear. Ask any television news anchor.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that color. I don't like the way it looks on you.
But like if you have a high end office job, you know, like maybe banking. You're a financial planner or banking, and you have to wear a suit to work, it's not like the bank or the, you know, Charles Schwab is going to say, well, here's $300. Go buy yourself a nice suit.
I mean, Odyssey has never once offered to reimburse me for my stupid T-shirts that I wear.
I know. I don't know that they have a leg to stand on in this.
The only reason I don't think they necessarily is like, okay, if you work at Target, wear red. You just wear red.
Well,
have you noticed?
Red and
they've gotten a little lax over there, if you know what I mean.
Really?
Oh, I've seen some pretty crazy wild red combinations.
Which, by the way, if you get off from the gas station wearing your uniform and you go to Target, everyone assumes that you
work
at
there.
I made that mistake.
Have you seen that meme going around that says, I went to Target today to run in to grab something and I was accidentally wearing red, and long story short, I'm picking up Sharon's shift on Monday.
Yeah.
do you have, like, I don't recall ever having a job that I hated. I liked all the jobs that I worked at. My least favorite, though, and only because I was bored out of my mind, was being an attendant at a laundromat in Lawrence.
My dad picked up roadkill.
Oh.
He worked for the Kansas Department of Transportation and went around with a shovel.
Oh, no. I can't even look at roadkill when I'm driving past it. If there's roadkill on the road, do you swerve to miss it?
Of course. I don't want that on my car.
Sam?
Yeah, of course. Ew.
Okay.
I did go over part of a skunk one time.
Oh,
ooh, that's
gross.
Not great.
You will dodge roadkill for the rest of your life.
Anyway, wait, real quick, back to Starbucks. I didn't finish my thought. Shocking, I know. The reason I don't think they have a case is because, like Target, you're just told wear red. Wear whatever you already own that's red.
Wear a black T-shirt. Yeah.
Wear black is about the most lax, easy. You know, they didn't say go out and buy a chartreuse green.
Right.
You know, polo with three buttons. Wear black.
And you can go over to Target right now and get three. I guarantee you can get three black T-shirts for less than $15.
Less than 10.
Guarantee it.
And by the way, before they had less rules, so they wore whatever they wanted and they didn't complain about not being reimbursed for all the different clothing that they were buying.
I just think wear black is about, I would love for somebody to say, wear black every day. Okay.
They would make the argument, well, I had already bought those clothes. Now you're sending me out to go buy, I don't have any black T-shirts that are just plain black. Now you're making me go out and buy new clothing.
They're just proving my point. They are the whiniest group of workers
speaking,
I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
I love my barista. Speaking of being in trouble at work, did you hear someone at a sports event ended up on the Jumbotron? Insert your joke here. Right. He had told his boss he was sick.
Oh, really?
And yes. Huh. And then ended up on the Jumbotron.
A Tennessee super fan.
At the Tennessee Volunteers game.
How did Boss find out that he was on the Jumbotron?
Well, he hid his face once he realized he was on the Jumbotron.
A la Coldplay.
And so the camera just fixed itself on his face for much longer.
His name is Jeff Como. Look this up. You've got to see his face.
All right, no,
Jeff, C-O-M-E-A-U-X, Knoxville native, displayed, quote, a roller coaster of emotions during the close game against the Georgia Bulldogs on Saturday. He did not have a good poker face. And an eagle-eyed Jumbotron operator picked up on this. Throughout the last few minutes of the game, when the score was neck and neck, the camera kept panning back to him. He had no idea the entire stadium was laughing at his expressive reactions.
How do you spell his last name?
C-O-M-E-A-U.
C-O-M-E-A-U.
Unfortunately, his employer was among those who came across all of the reposted videos of his expressions on the Jumbotron.
Look at him.
Yet again, if you would just act normal, you would have gotten away with it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was like, man, you are my soul. You are my spirit animal. So he goes viral for his funny reaction to the game. And then his boss is like, I thought you were sick.
Did he get in trouble?
Boss, I had a case of the touchdowns. What do you mean?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Just announced this afternoon, Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, a three-time National League Cy Young winner and a World Series champion, announced today he will retire at the end of this season. He will make his final regular season start tomorrow when the Dodgers host their division rival, the San Francisco Giants.
And tell me again, if the Royals win tonight?
No chance.
What if the Royals win tonight, but every other single team in baseball lose?
Dana, they've taken them off the board for the playoffs. You can't even bet on them in the playoffs.
I'm sure that if every single other team, which this mathematically isn't even possible, if every single other team in baseball lost every game that is left and the Royals won, we might be able to clinch the spot. But again, that's not even mathematically possible.
But then I bet at that point you would have to go to common opponents.
Yeah.
Run differential.
Right.
I mean, it would be
dogs are hugging cats, cats are hugging dogs.
Yeah. We didn't make the cut. Let's just say what it is. We didn't make it. October baseball.
The odds makers have put their chances of making the playoffs at, quote, virtually zero. And you can't even bet on the Royals making the playoffs right now. They have, quote, taken that off the board. Because it would be irresponsible, if not illegal, to allow you to bet on the Royals making the playoffs. Which hurts my heart. I wanted them to go to the playoffs.
Always next year.
I was in John Sherman's suite just a couple of weeks ago. Very
there
nice
There we
man.
Go again.
Wait, did you say that if they won tonight?
I said there's always next year.
They played this afternoon and lost.
Yeah.
There's always next season.
There is always next season. That is correct.
Did he scratch the record?
The Federal Trade Commission has filed a bombshell lawsuit against Ticketmaster today.
Oh, we might bring this back tomorrow.
Accusing the online broker of raking in profits through exorbitant fees and turning a blind eye as bots illegally resell millions of tickets to customers. The FTC is seeking billions.
Yep.
With a B. Billions of dollars in penalties under the Bots Act, which allows fines of $53,000 per violation. The agency's lawsuit alleges that Ticketmaster has allowed bots to resell millions of tickets beyond the purchase limits it publicly announced since the act took effect. That means Ticketmaster, in theory, could face astronomical fines that could literally financially cripple the company, as well as potential future refund payments to consumers if it loses the case and is found to have harmed consumers.
I don't think there's a consumer in the world that would not say they have not been harmed by this.
A source close to the situation says, and I quote, the total amount of fines are potentially in the hundreds of billions of dollars. That would tank Ticketmaster. Oh. So sad.
You mean they need to break up the monopoly?
Who else sells tickets? To like music events and stuff like that.
They have a monopoly. They literally are partnered with the largest promoter in the country.
One. Live Nation.
You have AXS, right?
I do have AXS. I'm trying to remember the last time I used that
They're
app.
A big one. They're a big one.
Not as big as Ticketmaster.
Why not just break them down like they did with Southwestern Bell and make a bunch of baby bells?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the settlement. Let us out of this lawsuit. And we'll break up the company and make many Ticketmasters.
The problem there, though, is they all still pay the same mothership, and so they could all just do the same practice of buying all the tickets and selling them for ridiculously high prices.
You could break them up, break up the Ticketmasters, and instead of like with the Baby Bells, which were regional, you had Southwestern Bell and all these others, and so very funny, Dana. Very, very funny. Don't mind if I do. Birthdays today.
Those boards will not be in there tomorrow.
The boards will be removed from the studio tomorrow.
You guys are
Sam
children.
Sam is putting us in timeout.
Children.
Sam, did you see what she wrote?
I did not.
Will you show him, please?
Later.
Definitely later. I call that a Thursday night, bro. Jason Sudeikis is 50 today. Jada Pinkett Smith is 54. And Lance Armstrong is also 54 today. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Festivus Friday is tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.